Without awaiting Vistara's acknowledgement, Lady Rhea drew her weapons and began to issue orders. By the time Vistara had located ship in the force again, the search party was deployed across a 1,000-meter front and force running across the river. Abeloth fell in behind Lady Rhea, crossing the water as easily as the Sith Lord herself, and Vistara took advantage of her presence to concentrate on ship instead of plants. Vistara pressed down on ship's presence with all the willpower she could summon, commanding him to return to the river and await her order. Ship wanted to obey. She could feel that much, even with her attention divided between trying to track the wayward vessel and using the force to keep her feet bouncing across the water. But there was something defeated and lost in Ship's spirit, like an Uvac with severed wing tendons. He was afraid, crushed beneath a will strong beyond Vistara's ability to imagine. To obey her was to defy it, a power that had reached across space and time to summon Ship for no other reason than it was lonely. Vistara could see how hopeless it was to think she had the strength of will to break the grasp of such a being. Still, she continued to cling to Ship's presence, if only because that would help her locate the meditation sphere if Walasari and the Crusader lost his trail. Once they caught up, Lady Rhea would be the one demanding Ship's obedience. And that thought was what nearly got Vistara killed. She was almost across the river when a whirlpool opened up ahead and swallowed Lady Rhea whole. With her attention focused on Ship instead of the dangers of the situation, Vistara was taken completely by surprise, and she found herself stepping into the same swirling pit before Abeloth caught her arm.
"Siphon Reed," she said,
pushing Vistara away from the whirlpool.
"Keep going, or it will get you too."
Most apprentices in Vistara's situation would probably have done exactly as Abeloth instructed, reasoning that it was a lot easier to get a new master than a new life. Ari would certainly have been happy to leave his master to be digested by almost any plant on the planet. But if Lady Rhea were gone, Chaul would become the mission's new commander, and that meant a death just as certain as being swallowed by the siphon reed, though probably far slower and more humiliating. So Vistara jerked her arm from Abeloth's grasp, then ignited her lightsaber and let herself sink beneath the river's surface. The water was so full of crimson silt that she was blinded almost instantly. Filmy ribbons of wet cellulose wrapped themselves around her legs, squeezing her calf so tightly that her feet and ankles began to swell. She bent her knees and, unsure whether she was pulling the weeds up to her or herself down to them, drew her parang and began to slash at the plants. At the same time, Vistara reached out in the force and felt Lady Rhea to the right and a little bit below her. She lashed out with her lightsaber, water hissing and bubbling as the heat of her crimson blade turned it to steam. She felt the weapon slice through something the size of her own waist. She brought the blade back in the other direction and found another of the giant stalks, then quickly began to whirl, cutting away half a dozen or more before the area seemed clear. But there was no glow in the water beneath her, and Lady Rhea's force aura only seemed to be growing more frightened and confused as the siphon reed retracted, pulling her deeper into the river. Vistara could feel by the ache in her own chest and by her growing compulsion to breathe that her own air was running out too. It hardly mattered. Better to drown here than to suffer the degradations Chaul would heap on her if he became the mission leader. Vistara grabbed her master in the force and pulled hard. Lady Rhea failed to come popping out of the severed stalk. All that happened was that Vistara's ears and sinuses began to ache as she pulled herself deeper, and the water began to darken as the sun's light vanished into the suspended silt. Lady Rhea's presence began to calm, though it was impossible to say whether this was because she felt Vistara coming or because she was losing consciousness. Then Vistara bumped into the stump of a severed stalk and knew that she had caught up to the retreating reed. She could feel Lady Rhea in the swirling darkness below, less than a meter away, but it was impossible to know whether they were at the bottom of the river or still descending. Vistara didn't care which. She reached out with her lightsaber, bringing it around as though to tap Lady Rhea along the flank. She caught a glimpse of brown as the blade split the stem open, then immediately thumbed the switch off. An instant later, A human body slammed into her chest, and the last of her air left her lungs in a stream of ascending bubbles. Uncertain whether Lady Rhea would be conscious, she wrapped her arms around the body, then felt herself shooting upward as her master used the force to pull them to the surface.